Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and today I will be talking about the sad state of affairs in the boxing industry. With the rise of popularity in UFC and MMA, boxing is on the brink of extinction. How did one of America's most popular sports just fall from grace like that? Stay tuned and find out. My social media pages is Twitter, @Kenny_sports, again, @Kenny_sports, and at Instagram, @KennyTheSportsGuy, again, @KennyTheSportsGuy. Yes, it's a boxing episode. Yeah, I know it says that I only focus on baseball, football, basketball, and WWE, but today I'm going a bit different. I'm going to be focused on boxing. Lately, there has been big news in the boxing world as Floyd Mayweather has agreed to come out of retirement to fight YouTuber Logan Paul. You heard that right. A future Hall of Famer against a man that only has 3 fights under his belt, and none of them were professional boxers. This is borderline comical. I don't know how much each fighter is getting paid, but I'm sure that both of them will become richer at the end of the night on February 20th, 2021. Of course, there will be some sort of incentives on why these two boxers are fighting. The first reason is money, obviously, especially in Mayweather's case. I wouldn't say that he is broke, he's worth millions. I'm just going to say that he just needs the money. As for Logan Paul, he's doing it for the fame and recognition. His brother, Jake Paul, on the other hand, has been, how should I say this, somewhat annoying. Ever since he knocked out former NBA player Nate Robinson last month, who, by the way, had no business being in that ring with him, has been arrogant and cocky ever since his victory. Even as going as so far as calling out former UFC champion Conor McGregor. Now, I don't think McGregor would not entertain the idea of fighting Paul, since he will commit murder in the ring. Paul is also the same individual that would not fight current NBA star LeBron James because he was too big. Slowly but surely, Jake Paul is becoming a white man's version of Floyd Mayweather. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the state of boxing in 2020. Retired boxers fighting YouTubers. Boxing has lacked the superstar star power for many years. Although they had great boxers like GGG, Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, and others, it just didn't work out. All of these men are great in their own right and are destined to go into the Boxing Hall of Fame, but none of them could light a candle to the likes of Rocky Marciano, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, and Mike Tyson. They were box office and can easily draw a crowd. Boxing during those times were amazing. The Ali / Frazier trilogy was one of the greatest boxing matches of all time because both men made it entertaining out in the ring. Ali calling Frazier a gorilla during one of their press conferences was really messed up, but it worked to hype up the fight. I mean, if that were to happen today, everybody would be up in arms due to the racial climate in this country. Both were spectacular in the ring and gave it their all. In this day and age, however, things are, different. Gone are the days of epic championship matches. And in, well, is nothing. Boxing has been sitting in this void for many years. Even with the boxing superstars that they have now, something was lacking. Boxing was missing a young star. At that time, GGG was available and was considered to be one of the best boxing prospects, but for some reason, he didn't get a match with either of them. Either them meaning Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao. The reason? Boxing has this fixation of bringing back their own past, their prime boxers in the ring. For example, The Mayweather/Pacquiao fight happened a few years too late. Both were past their primes, and despite being 50-0, the match was a bit lackluster. It happened 5 years too late. So, where is boxing today? Well, nowhere. There isn't any big-name stars dominating the scene. Boxing is basically playing second fiddle to UFC, who just basically buried boxing the moment it started. Hell, even predetermined shows like WWE or AEW is taking boxing out of business. So, how do we solve it? Well, it's a number of factors, really. For starters, just stop relying on old and past his prime boxers. The Mike Tyson/Roy Jones Jr. Match was pretty entertaining last month, but let's face it, both men were way past their primes. Tyson was in great shape and showed some flashes of the Mike Tyson of old, but Father Time always wins. Although both of them couldn't knock each other out due to obvious reasons, the match was considered to be a draw. No boxing fan wants to spend over $50 on a match that ends in a draw, especially in a exhibition. This isn't necessarily boxing's fault, as 100% of the time, it is the boxers that come out of retirement just for a quick payday. Just look at the Floyd Mayweather/Logan Paul matchup in February 2021. Floyd could easily beat Logan because he is the most accomplished boxer of this generation. Although one could argue that he runs around in the ring like a gazelle every time he has a fight. No one wants to see Logan Paul fight other than him being on Fox Celebrity Boxing. Both of them were clearly doing it for the money, with Mayweather possibly making millions for this fight. It is a shame that some athletes are motivated by the money instead of the allure of a fight. The second thing on how to fix boxing? Bring in younger talent. As I said earlier, boxing has a habit of taking out old boxers out of retirement. Have some new blood take over the spotlight. Let them develop and expose them to a greater audience. There are plenty of young and up-and-coming fighters ready for the big time, especially in the United States and abroad. The third and final thing to fix boxing? Change their marketing. In the past, marketing and boxing work with those boxing posters that you see on every street corner. Those are classics, and many people collect them as memorabilia. You don't see that anymore, other than going to the events that has a partnership with the promotion. Usually you get a poster, but that's it. Usually sports media does a good job in hyping up the fight by inviting over the boxers for an interview and televising the weigh-in. In the past, both boxers usually hype up the fight, teasing the fight at the weigh-in. Maybe because a risk of injury or something, but that's been lacking in boxing. At least with UFC, you get some sort of appetizer when the two fights go at it at the weigh-in. It just brings out the hatred between both fighters. I think that boxing should go back to the old ways of marketing with epic commercials, hyping up the fight in any way possible. Boxing has been a sacred sport, and seeing it die like this just hurts. Gone are the days of Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield, are in the days of Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. What happened to boxing? If it wasn't for UFC's fault, boxing would flourish right now. Boxing destroyed itself with its past for prime boxers, not letting the up-and-coming boxers rise to fame, and their antique marketing strategy. I don't think boxing should be in the position that it's in today and deserves way better than this. Man, I miss the days of, you know, watching a boxing match in my house on a small screen in the middle of New York City. It just kind of reminds me of that. I miss the good old days. Anyway, that is my time. Do you think boxing is dead? I sure do. Check out most of my podcast episodes on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes, and Spotify. Until the next episode, see ya, and stay safe and healthy.